our defense was phenomenal. We had a great game plan, and we were just in tune. We executed it. Our fourth quarter lineup, they started, and they was getting stop after stop after stop and executing offensively. So it was a big roll win. It was a big big trip for us, you know, overall.
Kind of talk about the trip. Do you feel like this, you guys had the opportunity to kind of come together a little bit more?
Absolutely. Anytime you're on the road for more than 2 or 3 days, I mean, this has been a week for us. So, you know, we got an opportunity to come together even more, you know, face a little adversity, you know, throughout some of the games that we played in, and then be able to just be resilient and be able to win some games. So, you know, even though we lost the game in Houston last week, you know, we played extremely well. We just didn't make enough plays down the stretch. But, you know, from Dallas to New York to today, you know, we were very good.
When you checked out, the Cavs were down 3. When you came back in, the Cavs were up 7. That hasn't always been the case in the past. What does that make you feel like when you experience that?
I mean, it's always a great feeling to see your teammates be successful, and that's what they're in there for, you know. So, you know, they did a heck of a job in that fourth quarter, like I said, by, you know, giving up a lead, and then when I come back in, I just want to try to close it out for them, you know, and I was able to do that. And they're exceptional. My teammates were unbelievable tonight.
After you missed that shot and then you just made the steal and made the dunk in the fourth quarter, you're pretty fired up for that. That was kind of like the exclamation point on the W tonight. I mean, you pretty good defensive play, don't you think?
I appreciate it. You know, I just try to be in the right place at the right time, and I seen the skip pass happening before it happened, and I was able to pick it off and, you know, turn it into a pick six, and you know, it was a big momentum play for us, so I was glad I was in the right place at the right time.
What did you guys do defensively to stop the pick and roll in the second half? Because you kind of gave them some problems in the second half with the pick and roll.
Well, we just had a game plan, and we just tried to execute it as close to 48 minutes as possible. Kimba's very dynamic and very dangerous with his shiftiness, his quickness, coming off pick and roll. So everybody had to be in tune, not just the guy that was guarding the ball or the guy that was guarding the pick and roll. You know, even other three guys on the backside had to be in tune, and we were with our game plan.
Fourth quarters, you guys played so well. What do you like most about that fourth quarter lineup?
Our defense, and we share the ball, we make the extra pass, and we're very aggressive, so it helps.
Whether it's you or your bigs, win against a guy like Dwight, what does that mean?
Listen, at the end of the day, you know, we all on the string. We help each other, we fly around, no matter if it's Kimber in a pick and roll, or if it's Batum coming off a pin down, or if it's Dwight in a post up, we have to fly around, we have to help each other, communicate, and then clean the glass if they're able to miss.
Gotten a little bit of foul trouble there, picked up that fourth. Has that sort of changed your mindset, I guess?
No, I just got to come out and sit down. And when I get back in, I'm back to myself. So, you know, there's a couple calls that I could have went the other way tonight, you know, that I didn't feel like were fouls. But, hey, that's the name of the game, and that's why you got teammates, and they came in and did their job.
You've had some valuable vets the last couple of years who aren't here anymore, respected whether they're playing or not. How does Channing Frye fit into that mold?
He's a perfect teammate. You know, it's that simple. He does whatever you ask him to do. The same person every single day. Always keeps the locker room, you know, going in a great direction. He keeps everybody, you know, enjoying themselves. And when his number is called, he's always ready. So, you know, he's been big time.
I think you cracked a smile when he had that and one. What'd you think of that?
Who, Channing, when he got the and one? He should have had another one, too. I dropped one off in the fourth quarter to him, and he did the pump fake and did a layup and got hammered down there, too. They didn't give it to him, but, you know, it's always great when Channing is playing in the paint, which he rarely does.
You also seem to react to Jeff Green's putback.
Who didn't? Who didn't? If you didn't react to that putback, then you're not from the from the outer world and the Stranger Things, I tell you that. If you didn't react to that one, that was ridiculous.